Westchester County is launching a new tourist attraction, a craft beverage trail. The director of the county's tourism and film, Natasha Caputo, is joining us on Drive Time. Natasha, thanks for being with us. So I guess the first question has to be, what is a craft beverage trail?
Well, that is an excellent question because Westchester County in the Hudson Valley region has a very long association and history with farming and agriculture. But the Westchester Craft Beverage Trail has been created to celebrate up to 24 participating small businesses that are here in Westchester County for tasty and unique drinks. We're really excited about this. It's super easy. You just sign up for free on visitwestchesterny.com. It's a passport. There's no download required. And you just get started to start visiting each location throughout the county.
So what are some of the locations?
Well, we can go anywhere from south to Mount Vernon, all the way north in northern Westchester to North Salem. I can say we have a couple of different, right? We have two distilleries, we have two cideries, and we have currently about 11 breweries all throughout different areas, cities, towns, all throughout Westchester County. And, you know, I think the really exciting part of this is that these are local small businesses. We're going to launch it at Broken Bow, which is a woman minority owned business and a brewer. And then you can kind of start enjoying Westchester in a different way. It's a way to collaborate. It's also shows a strength of why we're a destination for visitors to come. And I will say this is such a unique group that collaborates among, you know, with each other and also with small restaurants in their areas to kind of complement their craft beverage with, you know, pairings. So yeah, this is a really new opportunity and I hope to see many new faces in Westchester County.
Did you have to twist any arms or were the breweries and cideries and distilleries all quick to jump on board?
Everyone's just really excited. So for example, like Hardscrabble is in northern part of Westchester. They are also an apple orchard and they've opened their cidery in about 2015. And this is a way to use what's grown right there. And they continue to see and collaborate with other folks throughout other areas in the county. So we had no hesitation to jump on board and launch this.
So if you're interested, you grab the passport online and then you get to it. Is there a starting point or can you start anywhere along the trail? It's up to you.
Now you can start anywhere along the trail. And we want you to take advantage and accumulate points because there are awards and a way to claim special prizes only unique to all of our folks. Like, you know, we have a really specially designed hat and some other surprises. You'll get notifications of new menus, new events, music. Many of this is just really tying in and making it as festive and a possible way to highlight here Westchester County.
Yeah. Maybe get a designated driver, right?
Absolutely. And you know what? For Westchester, with our location, we have trains. We have, you know, we're really, there's a different ways to get around, but you have to drink responsibly. And this is open and available. You have to be 21 years of age and older.
Overall, Natasha, how is tourism in Westchester? Have you bounced back from the pandemic completely?
Oh, I love that question. Great question. And yes, we're about 99% our post-pandemic numbers. It's a $2 billion industry for Westchester County, including, you know, we have various hotels, different attractions. We're going to be opening up soon all of our arts and cultural, you know, into the spring season. After craft beverage, we're going to be doing a lot with our historic homes and gardens. So it's really nonstop. Our outdoors is a big attraction and with our trailway system that allows it, our public art, walks, walkable towns and communities.
Natasha Caputo, Director of Westchester County Tourism and Film. Good to talk to you. Good luck with the craft beverage trail. Thanks.
Thank you for your time.